Hello, everybody. Welcome to another week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. Let's go ahead and kick things off. If you've been around for a while, thank you so much. If you're brand new, here's what you need to do. And even if you've been around for a while but haven't done this yet, before you watch this video, there's another video I attach to every Monday. It's entitled, New to Linchpin? Watch this first. Please do that. It's going to give you all the critical information, the nomenclature, to explain what these daily videos are and how to best use them, because if not, a lot of it just won't make sense. So pause this, watch the other one, and come back. And the goal of these videos every day is to just illuminate things that may not jump off the page just reading them. So everybody can just read the various options, so I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna try to give you a little bit of the behind the scenes why. So let's get right into it. Today's workout, picked a heck of a day to join if this is day one. It's a high volume day. It's just a bit of a grinder. It's not a chipper, but it's a bit of a grinder. 10 rounds for time, 3 bar muscle ups, 10 hollow rocks, and 10 back squats. 75 pounds for the men, 55 pounds for women. Unquestionably, the main focus for today that I built this day around was light weight below parallel for a higher volume. Now, true, last week we had the filthy 50s. So we've got a set of, you know, walking lunges in that. You've got a set of wall balls in that as well. But this is going to be a little bit unique. 10 sets of 10 at a weight of 75 pounds or 55 pounds. That's certainly going to add up. And if we retrace our steps below parallel as well, we had 5x5 back squat the previous week as well. Before that, we had dumbbell box step ups. Before that, we had overhead squat in a 21:59 workout. So 10 sets of 10 with that loading is just a nice place that we haven't hit yet. The hollow rock, the midline component, is going to be a huge deal as well, and that'll interfere with what comes before it with the bar muscle-ups and what comes after it with the back squat. I envision, since this is a lightweight, that the barbell's on the ground and you can just pick it up, clean it, and get it on your back. But if for some reason that's unsafe and you want to rack it, by all means, feel free to rack it. Now, while the back squats might jump off the paper, hidden in the workout, so to speak, is 30 bar muscle-ups. That's no joke as well, right? That's a fair volume. And this was broken up into a 10-rounder, ideally to keep you moving, right? I could have made it, for time, 30 bar muscle-ups, 100 hollow rocks, and 100 back squats. That would just be a different workout. So this is a fair amount of volume by the end, but ideally set in a way to keep the athlete moving. So if any one particular thing it's going to bog you down for a long period of time, you may want to consider scaling, modifying that, using a band for the bar muscle-ups, doing some lowering muscle-ups, using your feet, whatever it happens to be, to allow yourself to, don't get me wrong, we're all going to take breaks for sure, and nothing needs to be unbroken, but in an ideal world, it'd be nice to get the sets of 10 hollow rocks unbroken or really close, maybe just one pause. When you pick up that back squat, to know that you're going to get the set of 10, and the thing which may or may not get broken up depending upon your capacity level is those bar muscle-ups. Can you do a set of 3? There's going to be 3 quick singles or 2 and a 1, but whichever of those methods get you there, it should be a nice pace keeping you moving forward. So keep that in the back of your head. Let's see. The wild card option has pull-ups instead of the bar muscle-ups in case you're not there yet. Everything else stays the same. Those pull-ups can be strict or kipping, your choice. You could do ring rows if you wanted. And then the hollow rocks can also be swapped out with sit-ups or GHD sit-ups if you want. That's why I put a little asterisk next to the pull-ups and an asterisk next to the hollow rocks. And the pull-ups have a different rep range at 7 per round. Scale option just knocks everything down a little bit. Pull-ups or ring rows, back squat weight goes down. And the limited equipment option, use as little leg as needed for those lowering muscle-ups. Make them upper body challenging. And then for the goblet squats, you're just holding one dumbbell in any way that you want, just holding it in front of your body, and that's how you go ahead and knocking those out. And if you wanted to place that dumbbell in a front rack position or something like that, like have it on your torso instead of just holding it out there in front, I'd be perfectly good to go with that as well, because obviously the back squat's going to be supported by your frame. So that's it. Hope everybody enjoys Monday, and I'll see you back here for Tuesday.